recording.
We are back in open session. We are on section number 5, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. And we're going to go to item number 5. Board may review, discuss, and take action on the veterinary license application for Dr. Hamza Adjina. And I'm sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly, but if you'd like to come forward. Thank you for being here. Okay. I'm the lead on this, and I just want to start by saying that, you know, typically people want to avoid us, and so I appreciate that you actually volunteered to come in and, you know, kind of share your story. So I know that you had a charge on your record that has since been dismissed, and so I'll just let you take it away.
It happened in August. I don't remember what exact the date was, but August 2021, me and my friends were Scottsdale. I believe I was still on my summer break. Just finished my first year, so some people came to visit from out of town, and I was showing them around. And at nighttime, we were leaving a certain bar at that time. I can't recall exactly what the name was, and there was an altercation occurring outside of the bar. We were just leaving to get to our Uber, and as we were walking out, there were a lot of police cars that just showed up out of nowhere, closed the road, and then had us kind of cornered in a spot where we couldn't really go anywhere, and they asked for everybody's ID at that station. And then had us all sit at the curb. We were just didn't know like why the altercation was occurring. There's no explanation, and a few minutes later, as they were talking to the security guards there, as well as the law enforcement officers, they came up to us and they released seven people or so, and then they came up to me and then some other guy, and they said that you guys are going to come with us, and we asked why, they just didn't answer, and I went in the cop car with the cop, and I was like, hey, I have no idea what's going on here. Like, can you explain a bit? Like, everybody left. I'm still here. And he said the only thing that he could provide me with is that one of the security guard pointed, and I think he pointed at you, and that's why you're here with us. With altercation like that, we have to do something, and this is what we did. And I was like, well, this is extremely unfair. I didn't do anything. He just didn't want to listen to me. So I ended up just going there, some paperwork, and filing things, and they got me a taxi to go back to my apartment. And then following that, obviously the court dates and such. And when I started, it was during COVID time, so the court was over phone. It was a bit awkward. I was a bit lost at what was going on. I tried to speak to lawyers. They were extremely expensive, like $4,000. And that was, at that point, I was living at off of student loans and didn't have the money to deal with it. I had some friends that are lawyers outside of the state. They said that this is like a very silly charge, but then it wasn't, since in Arizona it's completely different than it is in other states. So I just didn't know how to go about it. And when I tried to speak to the judge there, he basically just said that this isn't TV. You can't really talk to me like that or like explain your case. And it's either yes or no, and then we'll move on from now. And I was like, okay. So I was, it's not my field. I don't know what I was doing at that moment. And for my last court date, which was like 6 months later or so, after 8 months, after taking this drug course, which I was with people who was also online, and then completed that, and I believe I was probably under supervision for 6 months afterward, and then I had a court date scheduled, which I was getting ready to go to. I think it was on 6 months after that. And they basically, I called to confirm my date, and they said that there is no court date. The case has been dismissed.
And yet it still is on your record?
I believe so.
So you're, yeah. Okay.
So then I went, speaking of on my record, because you can't expunge cases here in Arizona. So I went to talk to the courts, and the front desk lady wasn't very informative to kind of answer my questions, but she said you can file a set aside motion. And I did that. And then I got a letter back from the person in charge, and they said that the court has received your petition to set aside a conviction. review of the record indicate that this matter dismissed on August 23rd, 2021. Since there is nothing to dismiss, your request has been denied.
Okay. And I mean, and I'll tell you,
I would think that would be the same way as here. If we hear a case and it's dismissed, right, it didn't happen.
Right.
You don't have to, would he have to report that?
No, but you think about it, even when we have people with expunged records, yes, you still, by law, this, yes, is the unfortunate thing, you still have,
well,
to put
expunged,
it on.
Well, expunged, you could be convicted and expunged, right?
Yes, okay. That's
versus this.
It's charged.
Didn't really happen. Convicted. The police made a mistake.
Right.
Well, that's what we have this process, so we can.
I couldn't honestly, for me personally, I couldn't find the reasoning of why it was me and then this other guy and not,
right,
the people that, because they, it was us, the group of people that two of us got in trouble from it, and not the altercation that was occurring at the gate when we were rocking out.
Right.
So it was just like, I don't think it
sounds,
was a
so
lot
unfortunate.
Of people.
You know, the moral of the story is you shouldn't hang out in Old Town Scottsdale.
That's true. I have avoided that since. I mean, there was a lot to deal with. It was during the school,
yes,
year. It was kind of speaking, wow, to my dean about it, and she like didn't know what to do. And I know it wasn't affecting me during school, and,
yeah,
it hasn't affected me in other ways other than this.
Right, but again, if it's something that you are going to have to, you know, discuss every time,
yeah,
every time,
yeah,
that's very unfortunate, and I am really sorry,
yes,
for this experience for you. But again, like I said, we really appreciate that,
yeah,
you came before us today to share your story, and
I would hope that after you're out there working for a while, you can afford a lawyer that can get this the hell out.
Yeah.
There's,
yes,
got to be a way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just wrong.
Yes.
You should not have to ever report that, ever. Really? I mean, it did, it's like it didn't happen.
Well,
you did vote to approve this application.
Pardon?
Yes, I move we approve this application. No more questions.
Good.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve Dr. Regina's application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Yes.
Again,
absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming today.
Okay. We are gonna now go back to our final informal.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Does anyone need a quick restroom break?
No.
Okay.